Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is high noon, the day before the World Golf Championships Cadillac Championship begins. This is March 2nd on Wednesday. March 3rd is the first day of the tournament. We'll talk extensively about the very tight 66-man field that I have some thoughts about. I will, as always, have a strategy for your game. And I want to start out by talking about last week at the Honda Classic, the beginning of the Florida Swing, the very important Florida Swing. It's where the golf courses are tough. The competition is fierce because everyone's getting ready for the beginning of the spring, if you will, and the Masters is upcoming, and the foreign players, if you will, take to the east coast of Florida, and it was a terrific event. The Honda Classic is at the PGA National Champions Course. It has now eclipsed, for the first time in the history of the event, 200,000 spectators for the week. That is an enormous number of spectators. They've done an amazing job. Honda is now the longest running consistent sponsor on the PGA Tour, just a couple years longer than the AT&T at Pebble Beach. And the Honda is now upped for another 5 years, Honda American Corporation. So congratulations to them. Now let me talk about the tournament. And the tournament was won by Adam Scott, who did two things very interesting this past week. Thing number one, he, of course, had used the long putter for the better part of 4 years and can't use it anymore. Started tinkering with it in the middle of last year, the short putter and how he was going to do it. And so he becomes the first player to convert back from the long putter to the short putter and win on the PGA Tour. That is feather number one. Feather number two in his cap, pardon me, for this past week, is he became the fourth player in recorded PGA Tour history to have a quad. That's four over par on one hole. He had two balls in the water on the first leg of the bear trap, the short but very daunting 15th hole. Was only playing about 175 yards the day that he did it, so that's not a long par three by any stretch. But he hit two balls in the water and could not get up and down, so he took a quad. That's four over par. That's a seven. And what it led to is he becoming only the fourth player, as I said, in recorded PGA Tour history to win a tournament having a quad in the event. The first one was David Graham, the Shell Houston Open in 1983, major champion. The second was David Toms at Quail Hollow when he took an eight on the final hole, and staggered home, but I think he had a six-stroke lead, five or six going into the hole, hit a couple in the water. Major champion. Phil Mickelson at the Tour Championship in 2009, major champion, and now Adam Scott at the Honda Classic 2016, major champion. So they all are great players and were able to overcome a very bad hole in the middle or at some point during the golf tournament. So hats off to him. He didn't let that bother him. It's part of One Thought Golf, as you folks know, listening to me over the years. You cannot let a shot or a hole determine how you feel that day and your ultimate playing and how you react to it that day. So it's all about approach and attitude. I really don't like the word attitude, as you also know. I prefer using the word approach, and that's how he approaches the game. Double congratulations to last week's winner, Adam Scott, who now becomes the most prolific winner under the age of 40 on the PGA Tour with his 12th win. And of course, that 2013 Masters win in overtime, if you will, over Angel Cabrera. Okay, so that covers last week. Now on to this week. 66 players are entered in the World Golf Championship's Cadillac Championship at Trump Doral. That's the national, Trump National Doral. And they've tweaked the golf course. It is a real monster, as it always was, the Blue Monster, but renamed Trump National. 66 players, 13 of the major champions. What I find interesting this week is 44 of the 66, 44, that's two-thirds of the field, are non-Americans. Two-thirds of the field, non-Americans. I have to repeat that because that is incredibly unusual. And I sure am looking forward to seeing who emerges in some of the guys that come over only to play a handful of events a year. Amongst those guys is Scott Hend, who's the long-hitting Aussie. I'm interested in seeing how he comes out. Let's see. We've got Nathan Holman, also an Aussie. Danny Lee, who's now on the PGA Tour. Caradesh Afabarnrad, who plays in all of these almost every single year. We'll see how he does. Some of the groups, though, that I'm really focusing on, and you have to, it's impossible not to, world number one, Jordan Spieth, with world number two, Rory McIlroy and Jason Day. Justin Rose, with defending champion Dustin Johnson and the aforementioned Adam Scott. That's an interesting trio. Mickelson will be teeing it up with J.B. Holmes, who threatened last year, and Kevin Kisner, who's on the come, if you will. Kevin is primed to win another event. There's no question in my mind. Zach Johnson with Brooks Koepka and Louis Oosthuizen. That's an interesting group. Schwartzel with Justin Thomas and Anirudh Lahiri. Lahiri is on the PGA Tour this year. But he is very interesting because he needs to see if he can break through. Will he win this year? We'll find out. Billy Horschel with Graham McDowell and Bill Haas, one major champion in that group. Harris English with long-hitting Chris Wood and fellow Englishman Matthew Fitzpatrick. So those are some of the groups. I will have my picks for you in a moment. And I get four picks because it is a World Golf Championship. Now on to my strategy for today. And my strategy for today is simply stay with it. And what I mean by that is many amateur golfers, and most of us are amongst them, and we have to keep reminding ourselves of what I'm about to say, stay down and through a golf shot. Do not slap or hit at a golf ball, you hit through the golf ball. And one thing you will notice when you watch slow motion of pro golfers, and they show it all the time, their head is down through the golf ball. And the golf ball's gone already, but the head continues to stay down and through the shot. This gives you a better chance to make a crisp hit and a better chance for the ball to do what you have thought that it should do. When you come up too quick, you're apt to mishit the golf ball more often. So that's my strategy. Slow down a little bit on the downswing. A lot of people come too quick on the downswing. Their takeaway is pretty good, and they come slapping at the ball. Focus on this. Have it become a part of your thought process and your conscious thought process, particularly at the in the one thought golf thought process, meaning at the point of the final address of a golf ball. And if you want this to be your one thought, this is just fine. At least sometimes you can say the words, and I do, I say it out loud, stay with it, and that will help you stay with it, and you will find your ball will go longer and straighter, and you will be a much happier golfer. That is my strategy for today. Okay, now my picks in the World Golf Championships Cadillac Championship from Trump National Doral, which starts tomorrow, 66 players will tee it up. 22 of them are Americans, 44 from other countries, 13 major champions. Here are my picks. Graham McDowell, Patrick Reed, J.B. Holmes, and Jordan Spieth. That's McDowell, Reed, Holmes, and Spieth. It's hard for me to not pick Jordan after having a week off to get himself together. He'd been traveling all over the world. I think it did have something to do. He said it really didn't, but I kind of think that he overplayed a little bit overseas. He also was a little bit tired. That travel can get to you, although he's a young kid. He's pretty good at traveling. But I think it had something to do with a poor performance at the Northern Trust there at my favorite course, Riviera. So those are my picks. You have my strategy. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. And don't forget, keep talking to me about my Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods prediction that neither one will ever win another PGA Tour event. I'm on the firing line again with that one this week as Phil has entered and will be front and center early tomorrow morning at the Trump National Doral at the World Golf Championships Cadillac Championship. So, folks, until next week, have a great week. Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me, and so long for now.